All right, right now, ladies and gentlemen, let's bring him in, Mr. Movie and Mr. Weather, Pat Pagano. Good morning, Pat.
And a good morning to you. How was your trip into boiling hot, sizzling New York City?
Well, let me put it this way. If you go to my Facebook page, my personal Facebook page, when I came out at the probably about quarter of two. I got in the car to leave about a quarter to two. Pull out of the garage, which was, way down. So, and I stopped at a stoplight by Broadway, And the temperature on the car said 102. I've been in cars, my cars, where they've gotten to 99, 100. This is the first time I reached 102. I'm 66 years old, so 102. But then just as we were leaving the city, a pretty big thunderstorm was starting. When we got to the west side and started to head out, we beat the thunderstorm out. And the rest of the way home, the temperature was anywhere from 97 to 98 degrees until we got up here when it was like 92 or 93. Right. But it was hot in the city yesterday. I met the song by Nick Gilder, Hot in the City. It was hot in the city yesterday.
And it won't be as hot today. We'll have more in the way of hazy sun, a southerly wind ahead of a cold front. It will be very humid. Showers and storms late today into tonight. Any of these storms could have real heavy rain and gusty winds. Highs low to middle 80s today, Marshall. Then we drop to the mid-60s after midnight tonight. But tomorrow, partly sunny, less humid, middle 80s. Sunny to partly cloudy Friday, middle 80s. And partly sunny Saturday with a late day thunderstorm in the middle 80s. But I think Sunday will be okay. Back to partly sunny and highs in the middle 80s. So mid-80s seems to be a pretty popular range from today right through Sunday.
And I just want, once again, to reiterate, Friday in between 6 and 8 o'clock in the evening, I don't want any thunderstorms because we'll be under, we'll be protected. But last year the power went out for a while, and it's hard to broadcast when you don't have any power. We're going to be at the book signing at the Hotchkiss Library here in Sharon. Then Saturday on the green in Sharon, will be the Arts and Crafts Fair. Will be set up if everything works out perfectly in between 9 and 12.
Right. If there's going to be any thunderstorms on Saturday, it will come again late afternoon, like today, after 3 o'clock.
All right. So now I get home yesterday, and I'm always tired after going into the city because, you get up at 3:30 in the morning, and by the time you get back from the city, it's 5, it's around 5 o'clock. It's a long day for me. And then I have to do some more computer work. So by the time I'm finished with everything, it's about 6:30. So I sat down yesterday evening, and Avengers Endgame was released digitally on Amazon Prime. And I watched it. Okay, now I know, folks, I'm 6 months behind time, but that's okay. Godzilla is going to be released August 24th, so you'll hear me talking about Godzilla on August 25th. I tell you, because I watched all the Avengers movies and all the Thor movies and everything like that, I thought it was terrific because it brought in every single character from Guardians of the Galaxies to the new Captain America and the old Captain. It brought everybody in, and it tied up all the plot lines that needed to be tied up over the past 10 years. So as someone who was a comic book person who loved the Avengers and loved Iron Man and Thor and stuff like that, it really was a great movie. The first, I'll tell you, I was surprised. The first part of the movie was a very serious portion of the movie when they went into what each character was doing over the past, since they were all destroyed and stuff like that. But then it kicked into high gear. And yeah, it was to see Robert Downey Jr. exit the series. But I enjoyed it. I enjoyed it. It's a great movie, a long movie. But I got the special bonus. I've got 7 hours of clips and stuff that they sent me from the movie. Interviews with the stars, behind-the-scenes shots, a real nice tribute to Stan Lee. A real nice tribute to Stan Lee, who, of course, was the creator of the Avengers and all those. That helped me get to sleep last night, no doubt about it.
Well, I'll tell you what helped. get me to sleep.
Wow. They didn't finish.
Nope. I picked up a new client yesterday.
Who'd you pick up? The Yankees?
And I sure did.
Congratulations.
Thank you. So I just wanted to share that with our listeners.
So you got the Yankees and the Mets. Wow, that's good. The
Yankees, Mets, Brooklyn Cyclones, Long Island Ducks. All go. In the same area. A lot of work, but, you know, it's kind of prestigious. I'm very, very thrilled about that. They've almost finished yesterday. I have to tell you, Marshall, they worked. I mean, Dan, these guys, they were drenched. I mean, you know, I had plenty of water, you know, plenty of water on here, but they were drenched. The saw that he uses to cut the slate finally gave out. So he's going to buy a new one. Today's taken chilling out. He'll be back tomorrow. He just has to edge off all of the rocks, you know, all the slate that he put down.
Yep.
He's just got to edge that up, and then he's got to clean up. Otherwise, pretty much almost everything is done.
All right.
Yeah, like I said, they worked very hard yesterday, no doubt about it. I was thinking, I'm out there, and I said, I see you guys working hard. I said, but how would you like to be those guys? And they looked across the street, right across the street, on a two-family house, they were putting a new roof on.
Oh, that's not good. Oh.
I said, I find it hard to believe that these guys are up on that roof at 94 degrees, blazing sunshine.
Which means on that roof it was like 120.
Oh, my goodness. I can't imagine. Yeah, personally, if I was the owner of that company, I would tell my customers, I'm sorry, when the heat wave breaks, my guys will resume working. But I would never, never, ever put my men up on a roof when it was that hot. Never. So that's that. And it'll be a quiet day today. I don't have to worry about having noise in my MP3s. Because there'll be nobody here. But hopefully they'll finish up tomorrow.
All right. So you didn't check out that movie I told you about yesterday, huh?
I did not check it out. I didn't have a chance. You know, Tuesdays I usually go to the AMC to see a movie. I wanted to go to see The Lion King, but it was just too busy yesterday. You know, between them, you know, working outside and the thunderstorms hitting New York City and, you know, and the advent of the Yankees coming in, I was just too busy.
Well, I can understand that. Understand that. Well, you know, what can you do? What can you do? You know, when you're in demand, you're in demand.
Yeah, and good thing it's in demand now, because I would have waited 2 weeks. I wouldn't have been here, and everything would have got held up. So, you know, sometimes it just works out for a good reason.
All right, let's see if I can give you something special here. You know what that is?
The Yankees theme.
There you go. Now, you know what they're going to ask you to do halfway through your contract?
Yeah.
They're going to ask you to sing that song, and you better know the words. So if I were you, I'd Google the lyrics for "Here Come the Yankees," so when they ask you to sing it, you'll be able to sing it.
They would be smart not to ask me.
Here come the Yankees.
I'll say, listen, let me do what I do best, and that's forecast the weather.
You know, the Yankees and the Mets have two great theme songs. They do. I mean, you know, meet the Mets, greet the Mets, bring your kiddies, bring your wife, guaranteed to have the time of your life. See,
how
I know
come
that
they
song.
Don't play those songs anymore?
I don't know. The Yankees do. They play their theme song. But the Mets don't play that much anymore, because the Mets are really hitting that ball, knocking the home runs over the wall. East side, west side, everybody's coming down to meet the NY New York Mets of New York Town. Now, I'm a Yankee fan, and I know more words to the Mets song than I do to the Yankees.
Yeah, that's amazing.
All right, Pat, what's amazing, we're out of time.
Okay, good.
I'll speak to you tomorrow. Goodbye. Pat Pagano this morning.